Ever get that feeling? You know, like when you read a book that everyone calls a classic, but you're not really sure why?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Happens all the time.
We're tackling one of those today, Moby Dick.
Yeah.
But we're going deep. This isn't just about a whale.
Moby Dick. Oh, it's way more than that. It's like Melville tapped into something timeless about us, you know? Even now, all these years later, it's still relevant. Obsession, ambition, the unknown.
Totally. I mean, sure, on the surface, you've got Captain Ahab chasing the whale that took his leg. And that ending, wow. But there's so much more going on.
Ahab's just the tip of the iceberg, really. Think about it. That desire for something, that drive, it could be anything. A promotion, a relationship, even the perfect cup of coffee, right? It consumes you.
It's like he's a reflection of that part of ourselves.
Exactly. And that question, what drives us to chase what we can't have, at what cost? That's Ahab. That's all of us sometimes.
And then there's the ship, the Pequod. It's almost like its own character, don't you think? This tiny little world in the middle of the ocean, you've got this incredibly diverse crew all crammed together, different races, different classes, different backgrounds.
And that's Melville's genius. He takes this ship and he turns it into a metaphor for the world. You see the beauty of humanity, the challenges, everything. Just look at Ishmael and Queequeg, totally different worlds, yet their friendship.
Right, it's like this powerful example of finding common ground no matter how different you might seem.
Absolutely. And speaking of different, the whaling itself, I have to say, when I first read Moby Dick, I was surprised by how much those descriptions drew me in.
Me too. It's so detailed, so vivid. You really feel like you're right there on the deck with them.
But it's more than just like harpoons and blubber, isn't it? Melville uses those parts to really dig into our relationship with nature. You've got Ahab, who sees nature as something to be conquered, dominated.
And then you have Ishmael. He gets it. He understands we need to respect nature.
It's like this constant tension, trying to find that balance. And honestly, that feels even more relevant today. Think about our own impact on the planet.
Definitely. You can't help but make that connection. It really makes Moby Dick more than just a seafaring adventure, doesn't it? It's a story about all of us.
It is. So if Moby Dick is the unknowable, that force beyond our reach, how does that change how we see Ahab's quest? And what does it tell us about our own pursuits facing the unknown? Something to think about, isn't it?